Welcome to What in God's Name. She is Shayna Appel.
And he's Chris Owen.
Oh, I'm glad you remembered my name this week.
I did this week. Yes, see, I had a refresher last week.
We're doing current events and culture from a philosophical and theological point of view. And Shayna, the way we see the world, not you and I, but the way in general our world is portrayed in media is the secular immanent frame. And we want to push back against that. Secular meaning non-religious, non-spiritual. Mm-hmm. And immanent meaning what you see is what you get. This world and this world only. And from that secular immanent frame, of course, economics and politics are really elevated because economics is about earthly material and who mm-hmm. has it. Mm-hmm. And politics is about earthly power.
And who has it.
And who has it. So our show is part of a movement that critiques this secular immanent framework as dehumanizing, really, in its current form. And we want to say, along with a bunch of other people, hey, look at society, culture, and our lives from a spiritual and transcendent frame. Transcendent meaning not just religious, but even, you know, non-theological.
Transcendent as in wow.
As in wow and...
what makes us go wow. Awe, wonder.
It can also be the classical virtues of goodness, mm-hmm. truth, mm-hmm. and beauty. So our core values, be curious.
Go deep.
And shine a light. Generating ideas for shows. Sometimes Shayna has an itch and we scratch it. Sometimes I have an itch and we scratch it. Today's show is My Itch. And we're asking the question, what is the difference between centering in and zoning out? What's the difference between those practices, those ways that we use our time that really renew us as people, and the way we use our time to numb ourselves? So we invite you into this self-reflection with us. How do you tell the difference between centering in and zoning out? And what practices do you engage in that are centering and refreshing and renewing and deepening? And those that might be just numbing out, or we used to use the phrase vegging out.
I don't vegging out.
Think that is used much anymore, or zoning
out.
But I
out. Still like vegging out.
The first thing to say, Shayna, is that we need both.
We do need both. To everything there is a season. And a time for every matter under heaven. A time to dig deep and a time to veg out, yes. A time to binge watch and a time to binge read, yes, okay. We get it. We're there.
We're there. And before we launch any further, I did want to say also why I thought it was important to ask this question, since it is my itch, after all. One is that pandemic time throws us back on ourselves. We have more time. And we're spending more time alone. So the question that we're raising is, how do we understand the time that we spend with ourselves? So that's first. And then the second is, even if it weren't pandemic time, one of the thrusts of our show, sometimes we focus on questions that help individuals become better formed to be leaders in community, peacemakers, truth tellers, and developing ourselves, developing our inner life is a way to become more deeply formed, more better formed, to be people for others, to use the phrase from Ignatian spirituality. We become better formed to be servants.
Bodhisattvas.
Oh, I love it.
The bodhisattvas, as we'd say in Buddhism.
Thank you for interjecting your Unitarian perspectives. How do you center in? You want me to go first, or would you like to take a slice at that, Shayna? I've been talking for a little while. It might be your turn.
Yeah, no. Why don't you take a run at it?
Sure. I was thinking back over my life, and before I was in any meaningful sense a Christian, one thing I used to do as a young man was just sit in a dark room and light a candle. No music, just silence. And I can't describe what I was doing as prayer, or maybe it was. I mean, I don't even know. Thinking back, I wasn't consciously saying, oh, I'm going to pray. but there was an inner need. I was responding to something inside of myself that said, stop.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Look at this flame. I do remember the exercise of gazing even at a flame of a candle.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't theological. I wasn't claiming to be in conversation with God in any sense, but it did bring me out of myself. And I think that's one element of renewal, recreate, recentering, is that we do get called to stop and connect.
Maybe conversely, called in to ourselves. And if we're wired such that we are each blessed with the divine, we are, you know, stardust, we are, you know, basically protein molecules that have been kicking around the planet for, you know, billions of years, we are created in the divine image. However you get at that, there's a powerful string within each of us that I don't think you can become aware of unless you can first sit quietly. And, you know, I mean, I know sometimes, I think most often prayer is thought of as something that, you know, we raise up to a deity. But I think prayer can also be that place where we dig deep within to come up with that authentic core strength, that place of deep and profound love and connectedness. So not an either or necessarily, but perhaps a both and. I mean, you know, some people focus on a mantra, others, you know, you're focusing on a candle.
It worked for me at that time of my life.
Yeah.
Another thing I've done for a very long time, Shana, is journaling. And again, it was a way for me to externalize what was going on inside. Often, and this is just idiosyncratic to me, I have a difficult time identifying what I'm feeling unless I stop and try to put it into words. And so that has, journaling has been, since I was a senior in high school, has been a way for me to be able to do that. And so it's an exercise in self-knowledge, which I think is a fruit of this kind of centering, whatever practice we engage in. Self-knowledge is a piece of that or a fruit of that kind of work. And it also connects me to memory so that now when I go back and read the old journals, I am connected to my story in a way that I'm not usually connected to my story in daily life. And I think that is also a fruit of this kind of centering practice. When we're engaging in renewal of spirit, renewal of self, we get regrounded into our story, but then the larger story.
Yeah, that sweet spot that where, and I think we talked about it in the show we did on Awe and Wonder, that place where the illusion that we are separate from anything suddenly falls away.
So I'm just offering these examples as a jumping off point. The point isn't what I have done. The point is to raise this question for our listeners, to give you, our listeners, an opportunity to reflect and ask the question, how do I collect myself so that I can be an effective and loving person? So, Shana, how about you?
What do I do to center? Probably not as much as I should. I mean, I read most mornings. I have some readings for reflection that I do. And anytime I can get myself by water, preferably flowing water, you know, waterfall, a stream, a river, an ocean, something that has got current, that's alive, that's moving, I think that's my candle because I'm as auditory as I am visual. And so having the sound behind me is really helpful. And Pandora's great because they've got, you know, all kinds of channels that you can get, like either nature sounds or even something like new agey music. But it just, if I focus on that, my head tends to get quiet. And the vegging out for me, absolutely hands down, is the TV. I love TV. I'll sit and watch TV. I've got my shows. Watch NewsHour, watch little NCIS, whatever. The CBS has put on, you know, the greatest hits for vegging out, like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You know, really just kind of great zone out, you know, get completely outside of yourself, right? Which is the opposite of that, getting quiet so that you can go deep within.
My zoning out has to do with well, several things, but one I'll mention in response to watching TV, which is I like to zone out listening to sports talk radio.
Those guys, really?
Yes, really.
I'm surprised that it's sports talk radio for you, Chris, just because I find I listen to sports talk. I'm inclined to listen to sports talk radio during football season because football is a sport that I enjoy and follow pretty closely. And I just find the vast majority of the guys on these shows to be so monumentally arrogant and obnoxious. Yeah, that it grates on my nerves sometimes. And I'm just like, what could you guys just, I just want to know what happened, what your take is on what happened in the game, you know, without getting into people's personalities and your take on, you know, what a bonehead this one is.
You know that sports talk radio is Oprah for men.
Ah.
It's an escape, and we do need our ways to escape, I think.
Yes.
So when
personally,
does it become...
Personally, I would like a rocket ship.
A rocket... You really want to escape, it sounds like. Yeah. Escape.
I want out.
Escape.
I want off. I want out. I want... Yes.
So the centering practices are practices of becoming present, and the zoning out practices are practices of absenting. The centering practices are practices of remembering and remembrance, and the zoning out practices are practices of forgetting. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. And, you know, I think we were saying, like, both are necessary, right?
Yeah.
You need a little of both. But I also think about, you know, listening to the stories of protracted struggle for, you know, human rights, for the planet. And woven into those is always a time for celebration, right? You know, where people just have to come together and be reminded of one another's humanity, and that you have to reconnect with something that is fundamentally good now and again, or I think you just completely lose your shit and go right off the edge.
Fundamentally good and fundamentally fun.
Yes.
Like, this show should not be interpreted as fun is bad, or that numbing out is bad, or zoning out is bad. We need it. We've said this a few times in the show, but I just want to come back to, we need it. So the question then becomes, I think, what's the balance? How do we find that balance? How, you know, what inner guidance are we listening to so that we can be able to hold that in balance? Because certainly if we numb out all the time, that's not going to work well. So
isn't that where you kind of need community?
We need community to help. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you need community. You need people close to you. You need people who know you. You know, somebody who can turn around and say, hey, when was the last time you took a vacation, or, you know, notched it back a few clips? I think also being mindful of what we're doing, being mindful at the end of a week of where we've been and what we've done, not just tumbling mindlessly from one moment to the next. That's one of the things I love about the Christian calendar. All of the moorings cannot be internal. Because I know, and history has taught us that that's a really dangerous place for a person to be. And I mean, you know, just take a look at our current circumstances, for example. We've got an occupant in the White House who has surrounded himself with everyone who just says yes, yes, yes. So there is no check and balance. Obviously, that's not working well for him. It's not working well for the rest of us. Yeah, so all the moorings cannot be internal. There has to be some outside checks and balances.
Thank you for reminding me of that, Shana, that all the moorings can't be internal, especially for me, an only child and temperamentally introverted. My sweet spot really is checking inside myself. So I've had to learn how to trust the perspectives of others and how to receive that from a community that is surrounding me. I'm still learning it. My sweet spot is still to go inside, but I need that reminder that you've just given.
And I got to be honest with you. I think the hardest thing in this period of time is that it is so easy to become isolated and nobody really does know what you're up to. I mean, if you're in a family, if you're living with other people, yes, maybe. But if you live alone, you can probably drift pretty far out there before anybody would even notice. And then the question is really, how would they? How would anybody know? You know, maybe a reminder to our listeners to call friends, call family, and do a serious check-in. Be a good listener. ask deep questions, shine some light, because, you know, people who are alone in this time of so-called social distancing are also becoming extraordinarily socially isolated.
So, Shana, I think you've introduced an element into this conversation on centering in and zoning out that has to do with how we manage the rhythm of work and service and renewal.
Yeah, I think one of my mentors described it as, you know, the ascent and then the soaring. You know, you ascend and then you soar for a while, and then you ascend and then you soar for a while, that there has to be a balance between struggle and celebration. There has to be balance in all things.
So that kind of rhythm suggests active engagement and then communal renewal and recentering, not engagement in the struggle and then numbing out.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? The image just came to me as I was speaking. The image that popped into my own head were, you know, all these parades that are happening now where, you know, first responders will go driving by a hospital with lights and sirens and horns blasting and, you know, cheer on the medical staff that, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night in New York, people are on their balconies and hanging out their windows, banging pots and pans. It's neat because if you are standing on your doorstep or a friend's doorstep, that you can hear the bells ringing around you. But I think that is, that speaks to that internal drive, like the natural inclination of humanity to celebrate, even and especially in the face of a crisis or a disaster, that urge is there, and I think we should honor it. So yeah, no, I don't think that's a zoning out. That's, yeah, I wouldn't put that in the veg out category. That would be intentional reconnecting.
Yeah, I read it that way as well. We're bringing this one into Doc.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Any takeaways you want to add? My takeaway is pay attention. I just loved what you added to the show today, which is drawing my attention to the communal element of paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do as individuals, we have an internal kind of sense of balance. And also we need others and we need community to help us see and discern.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's all just internal thought, we end up in a jungle with 400 people drinking Kool-Aid. I mean, that's just a scary place to be. Yeah. So my takeaway, I guess, is that as well, being mindful both about the internal and the vegging out and the trying to connect in whatever ways that we can. I mean, I know it sounds pretty simple, but I think it's a whole lot more difficult. And it's going to be a whole lot more difficult for some people, depending on where they are and what else is going on in their world and how much stress they're under. I seriously worry about what happens on the other side of this when, God, anyone who wasn't traumatized before this, when you're literally sitting there with no money coming in and you have no idea how you're going to pay your mortgage. You have no idea. It's going to be a lot of despair out there to get over or to get through somehow when this is over. So, you know, our culture, certainly in white America, says we've got to have all that, be all that, be doing all that, and have it all together. And you don't poke around in other people's dirt. But I don't know that we have that luxury right now. I think we got to poke around in each other's stuff in order to make sure we're okay. Maybe now is the time to practice to engage those spiritual practices, because man, we're going to need them on the other side. We're going to need all you spiritual warriors out there to be in your prime. So get to the gym.
Yeah. So let's find a good balance of centering in when we need to be awake and when we need to be connected and in full possession of ourselves and our powers, so that we can be of service to others, to be present to others. And then when we need a break, to zone out. If it's sitting in front of the TV like you do, Shana, or listening to sports talk radio, just to find that balance. We want to find a good balance. Be curious, Shana.
Go deep.
And shine light. Today's show is brought to you by our many donors on Patreon. We thank you. And also by our fiscal sponsor, Filmmakers Collaborative. You can find us on Facebook at What in Gods, and you can check us out on our website, whatingods.com, which is ShanaGods. Good to see you, Shana.
Always great to see you, Chris.